Blog Talk Radio.
You, I fight myself, I fight God to tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, blood on my doorstep. Life a living hell, puddles of blood in the street. Shooters on top of the building, government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scarred face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bumps the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption, the souls of suffering men. Clutching on deaf ears again, rapture's coming. It's all prophecy, and if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta
you
be.
Pray for me.
Nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river. Come rain or come shine.
Well, I guess when you met me, that it was just one of those things. Don't you ever bet. let me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. Oh, you're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine, happy together, unhappy together, won't that be fine?
You're listening to the Marty Smith Show. Many, many, many years ago, I had the good opportunity as a junior, senior in college to do an internship. While many of my classmates decided to go and get internships in various industries and indices, I chose politics. So I interned for the late former congressman and mayor of Oakland, Ron Dellums. That event changed my life. Today, Marty Smith Show's only 30 minutes because Black Noise Radio is going to pick up the mantle and continue with a jazz tribute and maybe some prose to from my heart to Ron Dellums and the experience and journey. And intermittently, I will talk about that experience. I'm getting older. Aging is a revelation to me, and it's a sign of life. Otherwise, you'd be dead. Hopefully, I can garner as much wisdom and help as many people as Ron Dellums did. Let me also say, folks, that as I cue up the next video, I am a part of that chain. I certainly know Congresswoman Barbara Lee because I was able to intern because of my relationship with Congresswoman Barbara Lee. Prior to interning for Congressman Ron Dellums, I was the Black Student Union president at St. Mary's College. I would regularly try to just move away from the party, booty shaking, and have some politics and other aspects of adult living mixed into our campus milieu. And so at the time, I was also a leader at UC Berkeley in campus politics at UC Berkeley. We had a national student council, a Black student council going on up and down the state. I was meeting with my good friend, Steele and mentor, former counselor Nate Carroll, took me up and down the state to meet with other people from his generation and other generations, from the likes of Congressman Ron Dellums, and early on his assistant was Barbara Lee before she became an assemblywoman or city council or any of that. She was his lieutenant. So in the Oakland office, she and Keith pretty much ran it. And Keith ended up being city councilman, I believe, possibly school board as well. But we were working on getting certain aspects of the community together so that we could put in place certain initiatives, and it has everything to do with the agenda to uplift impoverished people, bring people closer together. Most people don't realize that the Bay Area is probably one of the top two diverse places in the nation and the world, probably, as well as from that area, all of your today current social movements in some degree spring out of that spirit. In fact, I will even say that you wouldn't have any form of medical marijuana or legalization had that not started in the Bay Area. I was there. But, you know, the packet back then, the 80s, it was a whole list of issues that were at hand, and these were basically progressive issues of today, but back then they were leaned toward because of the politics at the time, really leaned toward understanding that before I became this Republican today, I had to be a progressive Democrat of yesteryear to push certain issues. So now that I can honestly say that, yeah, we've moved that pendulum forward in some degree. However, we still need some regulatory obligations to make sure we don't go buck crazy as we get certain licensures as citizens to do whatever, whether it's smoke herb, whether it's a needle exchange program, whether it's the Me Too movement, whether it's bringing gay, transgender people out of the closet and up to an equitable status of everyone, whether you agree with their lifestyle or not, it's a separate issue. But the treatment of everybody is not. You get it? So those are the issues from way back, and that also included insurance and this, that, and the other. And so all of the issues that I've championed, even midnight basketball, I was the first person to set up midnight basketball in and around the Bay Area from Richmond, Oakland, in places that it hadn't been done. It was already in, I believe, San Francisco. I know it was already in San Francisco, but it was not established in Richmond and Oakland. So I worked diligently to get those programs in place, as well as police and violence and all of this stuff. So all of those issues I worked on. But I had not gotten there had it not been for some giants that came before me. One of those was Barbara Lee. Barbara Lee, current Congresswoman, set the stage for me to even open all of my third eyes. They were already awoke, but awakened or awoke, whatever you say it, but that progression. So I actually, from time to time, engaged with Ron Dellums. I had to interview with him, talk to him. He's very busy as a congressman, but I learned the ins and outs of how what it takes to be a congressman. And after I left there, I went back. I think I graduated, went on into some other things. And then he left. He was announcing that he was going to leave Congress. And then Barbara Lee decided she was going to get into politics as a councilwoman. And her district was part West Oakland and part Contra Costa County. So that's like for us at Los Angelinos, it'd be part Watts and part Orange County. You're dealing with two different extremes of psychology and politics and people, as well as income and all the variables. But me being at St. Mary's in Contra Costa County, I was able to get her out there. And one of the primary reasons is because I know my good friend Craig Lee. Craig Lee is a underclassman of mine. I was a senior. He was a junior. Craig Lee is the son of Barbara Lee, I believe the youngest. So with that relationship, which I actually just talked to him on Facebook a week or two ago, that's what sowed the seed. And he worked with me closely when we were running the Black Student Union. So I had all of this working, and this is what led to a relationship, which we had Barbara Lee come out and speak from that. And she was speaking there early about just the congressman's office, Ron Dellums, and then eventually as Ron ultimately transitioned into other things, and then I graduated, I ended up being employed by Barbara Lee to set her in motion to what I think I set up some early computer things for her, which I only know how to do. And GRX, if he's listening, he knows exactly what I'm talking about. But early on, before we have all of the coding and the texture that we have now, I did some things for her and put some lists and databases together, which helped her become an assemblywoman, councilwoman, all of that, and eventually congresswoman of Oakland, still today taking over Ron Dellums' seat. By the way, if I think it's correct, I know that Ron Dellums was the first black congressman in Oakland. I am not certain if he was the first black congressman ever. I'm not certain of that. But he came out of that 60s, early 70s rush. So he was waved into office early on when there were very, very, very few blacks in Congress. That being said, that's really where my heart was as I thought about what was going on and I heard the news. I haven't talked to Craig yet. I heard some of Barbara Lee's comments, but we'll exit with a little bit more conversation with Ronald V. Dellums.
Mm-hmm.
Also, let me say quickly, I will immediately be canceling, closing this program and going into Black Noise Radio, where we'll just pick up for another complete 2 hours. You are listening to The Marty Smith Show. We're